Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the destiny, and purpose of God, where God chooses unlikely people to perform, to live, to carry out his destiny, his will, his plan, and his purpose for their lives. We've been looking at unlikely people in the Bible, looking at those places or those people that God will choose to use in unlikely predicaments and cause them to be blessed, not only to themselves, but to their family and to a nation. And God has been showing us ways that he will take impossible situations and cause and command that place to be the place of your breakthrough, your blessing, your release, your going forward, your launching, your anointing. We are now looking and studying David, and we're looking at the unlikely place of blessing because God chose him and called him, and he did not choose this position of being king, but God chose it for him. And we see that God blesses him in his obedience and his faith, and he provides a way for him to reign. He provides an atmosphere, a platform for him to reign and be a king that everyone talks about. So we're going to go back today and look at look in the book of 1 Samuel, looking at the 17th chapter through the 20th chapter, and just get some more insight on the process of David as he goes and he's being prepared to be the king. Just recapping some things that people might want to remind themselves of, that David, as I said before, was a leader, and he was a man after God's own heart. And as you grow in your process, as you allow God to grow you in the spirit, as you allow God to grow you in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you have to choose to be the kind of leader and the kind of servant and the kind of person that is after God's own heart. In other words, you want the heart of God to be your heart. What pleases God is what you want to please you. David was chosen by God. Man did not choose him. David was chosen by God. Saul was chosen by the people. David was chosen by God, and that meant God disregarded the normal customs of what it took or traditions of what it took to find his king. God basically did what he knew was the best, what was acceptable to him, because he's the all-wise, all-knowing God, to accomplish his will, his purpose, his plan, and his purpose. And you have to understand that God will sometimes skip the person that everyone else thinks should be in order to get the person that he wants. David was the eighth child. There were seven brothers ahead of him, and God did not choose any of them. He chose David. So he did not go according to the custom. He did not look at the outward. He looked at the inner. And so that's what you must understand. When God anoints you after you understand that there's so many other people he could have anointed in your family, that you may feel even maybe more qualified, God looks at the heart, and he knows the intent, and he knows what you would do and what that person would do for his glory, for his honor, and his praise. He knew the surrender that you were going to give him. David was an unlikely candidate according to human standards, man standards. He was, like I said, the youngest son, and so he didn't measure up to what they felt was a leader in their eyes, but they could not see who he was. And many times people cannot see your potential because they're looking at you through eyes that see totally different. They're not seeing like God. They could not see that he had godly leadership skills and that he was a man of influence. They couldn't see that. They only saw David, the one that was the smallest, the runt. They saw him as the person that tended the sheep, but they didn't see him as the warrior. They didn't see him as the worshiper. They did not see the part of him that God saw. They only saw what they wanted to, and they couldn't see that he was going to be an effective leader because he was going to be the king that God had chosen. They were just looking at the outward, and you have to be careful when people look at you only from the outward rim, and they never see the heart of who you are. God saw the heart of David, and he saw that his heart, his spirit was very tender, and that he was going to be a mighty warrior. He was going to be a compassionate leader, and he was going to be gentle. There was going to be a gentleness about him that was going to be necessary to show the compassion of Christ, to show that tenderness that the people would be able to see. He was a worshiper, and he was a pursuer of righteousness. those were the things about him that God saw in greater things. There was an obedience in him that he had. There was a servant heart in him that he had. So David goes through the process of being prepared for kingship even before he gets to be anointed as king. God was preparing him in his father's house. God was developing him to be courageous, and he needed to be a courageous leader that was filled with godly wisdom, and that he would have strength beyond his years. And that's a tenacity and endurance that you have to have as a leader. And you have to have that, because when other people give out, get tired, give up, you've got to have the ability within yourself to go beyond your normal strength and the strength of the Lord and do what needs to be done. They need to see that inside of you. They need to see that you're pressing and you're pushing, even when the odds are not in your favor. They need to see you still moving forward in the process of causing something to happen. So David possessed this. He had this already inside of him. Because David was willing to take on Goliath, this encouraged the faith and the trust of the Israelites. He was willing to take on something that they were not willing to take on. He encouraged the troops to see God and to see the goodness of God, to see the greatness of God, the faithfulness of God, and to know that they were in covenant with a God that was going to deliver them. He had to take on this giant and let them be encouraged, see something that they could not see in themselves. Even the king could not see it within himself. All of them had fear on them that was so great that it had basically captured them and had them paralyzed to a point that they could not move forward, nor could they believe that God was going to deliver them. So David stood up and showed them something that they could not see. A leader has to be able to show something that other people cannot see within themselves or even see how it's going to be possible. That leader has to show them it can happen, it will happen, and this is the way. And it could be a concept, it could be a method, it could be a plan that they never thought of themselves or could not see. But God is using you to do it, and when it begins to work, then they're amazed because they're seeing something sometimes so simple, or just the act of courage or the act of faith and operation, and they're seeing the manifestation of what you believe, the God that you believe in. David had learned to depend on God when he was facing trials and hardships. He knew, even in his father's field, that God was developing him, and he was developing him into a relationship of worship, of intimacy with God. David lived for the glory of God, and he wanted only God to be glorified. And as a leader, that's what you have to do. You have to live for the glory of God and for God to be glorified. It's not about you. It's about God's will and his will being done. David learned how to be a servant, and there are so many people who don't want to serve in the house of God. Every gifting that we see that the Bible talks about are servant gifts, and we have to serve with all of our hearts the people of God and God himself. So David learned how to serve in his father's house, and he learned how to serve God so that he can learn how to serve God's people as king. He kept the right attitude about serving. He didn't see it as something that's tedious or degrading. He understands that he who serves is the greatest. And when you do it the right way and you serve with the right heart and humility and you're humbled at heart, God is glorified. God can use you because it's not about your pride. It's not about you being seen. It's not about how you feel. It's about the glory of God or the how God's compassion or how God's love can be shown or seen, demonstrated to someone else. David is the example that teaches us that if we stay faithful in some area or to something that God has said, and we don't despise that small beginning place, that small beginning trouble that happens. Because anytime you start something small, you face a lot of trouble. You face a lot of circumstances and situations. You face a lot of things that you did not anticipate. But if you can keep the right heart and the right attitude and be faithful in that service and doing it unto the Lord with all of your heart, God in due season will exalt you. He will give you more responsibility. He will move you to something else. He will give you something else. He will show you something more. But it starts with you being faithful. David was a leader long before he was anointed king. He was a leader in the field. He was a leader in his father's house, but they couldn't see it. God pronounced openly who he was when Samuel anointed him as king, and everyone else recognized his leadership and his ability when he fought Goliath. There will be times that God will call you something in private, and you're doing it in your own life or in your own house or in that business with someone else, and you're doing it in a way that they can't see or doesn't recognize. Then God will announce or anoint you for something, call you something, and then he will allow as you face attack, as you face a Goliath, as you do something, as God uses you, they will see your leadership abilities as you're moving forward, trusting God. You never make the way yourself. You always allow God to allow your gifting, your talent to make room for you. And when you do, it's for the glory of God. You will know, you will never, ever have to announce your leadership abilities when God has anointed you to be the leader and when he's gifted you to be the leader that he called you to be. There's a victory that we see when David fights Goliath, and I'm going to basically show you this. There's a victory that is seen in David, and we see this kind of same victory in Joshua. This victory was a practice victory, an everyday practice victory that impacted not only David, but it impacts the people that are with that leader. And as a leader, you've got to be able to impact people's lives with victory. They need to see you practicing victory every single day. Every day you get up, no matter what you're going through, your decree should be a decree of victory, a decree of faith, a decree of what the word says and not how you feel or the circumstance. It should be the blessing of the Lord and the power of God and what he's called you to be, the conquering spirit of a leader. When David won against Goliath, his victory transformed the fear of the Israelites who were afraid into warriors. They became warriors because they saw what David did. Fear was broken off of them, and they arose with the heart of a champion, and they began to fight. They began to remember who they were and whose they were and the God that had been in covenant with them and how he was going to strengthen them. As a leader, you must have these things. You must have a different perspective about things around you. You can't see defeat. You always have to see victory. You always have to see an opportunity. You always have to see a place that God is going to take you to and a way that he's going to make for you. As a leader, you cannot walk around saying, I'm defeated all the time. I'm not an overcomer. I'm not victorious, because you are. And what you project from your spirit, from your mouth, with your faith, is what the people will live by and what they will follow. And the next thing, you have to have a different method than others. You cannot use the same method as everybody else. David could not use Saul's armor or anyone else's. He had to use the method or the weapon that worked for him best to win. There are going to be things that God will use you for that you cannot copy or take from someone else. It has to be your weapon, your method. It has to be the strategy that he gives you and not what someone else has. God is going to give you something so you can win with. The next thing, you must have a righteous conviction. David understood that he was in covenant with a righteous God and a righteous king who was keeping him and had kept him, and that Goliath was not in covenant with the living God, that he was a pagan worshiper, and he did not believe nor serve God. So he understood, because I'm in covenant with God, and my convictions tell me that God will not leave me nor forsake me, I'm going to win this battle. I'm going to overcome. The next thing you must understand is you must have righteous motives. David heard what Goliath said about the God of Israel, and he was not willing to allow him to insult the God that he served any further. There must be something inside of you that says, I stand for God I live, for God I die, I'm not taking down, I'm not compromising, and I'm not going to back up. My conviction, my righteous motives says that I'm doing it God's way and not the way of the world. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of Bear. That's all the time we have for this 15-minute empowerment. And I pray that you've been empowered to do it God's way and become the leader that he has called you to be, that you take on the heart, the mind of a conqueror, and you begin to go forth in what God has told you is the place of your possession. Even as you're going through the process of becoming all that he says, know that you cannot fail with God on your side. He's anointed you to win. Be blessed. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another 15-minute empowerment.